I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Dean Hart Jr. was sentenced Wednesday in 4th Judicial District Court. Despite a last-minute change of attorneys and an attempt to set aside his plea agreement for a December 2013 incident where he was accused of raping and kidnapping his wife. Less than 40 hours before trial, Hart hired Carrie Underwood of Monroe and Jose Baez of Florida, who represented Casey Anthony when she was accused of murdering her daughter, Kaylee. Baez argued that Hart's plea agreement should be set aside and another hearing held because Hart had been misguided in his plea agreement by former attorneys Michael Reese Davis and Glenn Peterson. According to Baez, concern over pending charges in Arkansas from a September altercation influenced Hart's agreement. Judge Ben Jones sentenced Hart up to 10 years in prison on two charges. The Supreme Court has added the challenge to Louisiana's same-sex marriage ban to the agenda for the justices' closed-door conference on January 9th. The action Wednesday does not mean the court will decide that day to hear a gay marriage case, but the January meeting will be the first time the justices will have had the issue before them since they opted in October against taking up same-sex marriage. The Louisiana case is unusual in that it has yet to be heard by a federal appeals court. Same-sex couples challenging an appellate ruling upholding bans in Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee also could be considered by the court next month. The justices would have time to hear and decide on gay marriage by late June if they act in January. Some members of LSU's faculty and student body are concerned the American Family Association is involved in a prayer rally at the Pete Maravich Assembly Center on January 24th. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the event, which Governor Jindal is expected to attend.
The prayer rally will feature Governor Bobby Jindal, but LSU Associate English Professor Chris Barrett says she's upset the school would allow the American Family Association to sponsor an event on campus.
The Southern Poverty Law Center classifies them as a hate group.
That's because of the AFA's views on homosexuality. AFA spokesperson Brian Fisher says the spiritual event allows people to pray together.
I'm just kind of puzzled that anybody would object to people coming together for that purpose.
Jeff Palermo reporting.
Well, Christmas is a week from today. LSU Ag Center Life Specialist Diane Sasser says it's a good idea to get plenty of rest, and if you're tired, slow down. She says it's important to keep smiling and stay positive because getting too easily irritated is unproductive. Sasser says that you'll be doing yourself a big favor if you get solid plans in place now so there isn't a big scramble next week. She says trying to achieve the perfect holiday can cause worry and tension. The KEDM weather forecast, a 40% chance of rain today, the high in the low 50s. This is KEDM News.